Kendall, what's your reaction to all this? Receivers need to get open more.
We've heard it before, and we've heard it in the past. It's nothing new. Every time we lose, it's on us. And we take pride in what we do, and that's part of it. You know, we've heard the noise before. I'm sure at some point we'll hear it again. But, you know, we're going to continue to play as well as we can and go out and try to make plays.
Is it noise or is it accurate?
It's a whole lot of noise to me, but, you know, we are as good as our last game, so we didn't play well last week. That's on us.
Well, when, I guess I ask because you and 12 have as good a relationship as anybody in this locker room. He said he needs to make better throws and that we need to get open more. So it's not just coming from, you know, the media. I mean, he mentioned it too. Is that, I mean, when you look at yourselves as a group on film, you see teams playing press man and saying, we're not going to let these receivers beat us. What are you seeing, and what concerns you and what encourages you?
We know we need to be better. We know we didn't play well this past week, and we're going to go out and practice and turn it around this week. That's it.
Randall, have you looked at Josh Norman? And James was just talking about how good he's been playing mm-hmm. this year. He said he spent an hour just watching him today yeah. on film. So what's your assessment of the way that young guy is playing?
He's playing really well, playing at a really high level. He does a lot of great things. In zone, he reads the quarterback's eyes really well. He reads route concepts really well and is able to jump things and press. He does a great job at the line of scrimmage. He has great ball skills when the ball's in the air. So definitely another challenge for us this week.
Have you seen them play more zone than man this year? And if so, do you expect them to change up a little bit based upon the success other teams had, well, at least Denver had against you guys?
I don't know what their game plan will be, but we'll be prepared for both. We'll be prepared for man looks. We'll be prepared for zone play.
Do you feel any differently about your overall team as you sit here this Wednesday than you did last Wednesday?
No. We know we're capable of. We know who we can be. It's just going out there and playing that way, week in and week out.
Randall, it seemed like last year you and Jordy fed off of each other so well. You guys complimented each other so well. You said you need to be better. But how much of this is are you still trying to learn how to play and how to –
I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what you want to hear. I'm going to go out and I'm going to play better. I'm going to do more for this team. I'm going to give them more. I'm going to be the best Randall I can be.
Randall, I've always heard players say that it's important to have a short memory. Everyone seems a little bit demoralized still. Do you think sometimes it's important to bring that with and let it fester a little bit and bring it into the next week?
I think we all have pride in ourselves and in our team. And, you know, that was an embarrassing loss for us. And we're just ready to move on to the next week, ready to get to Sunday.
There was so much hype last week, two unbeaten teams, Sunday Night Football, all that. But that's a non-conference game. This is a team that you're probably battling for playoff positioning. How important is this game to bounce back?
It is important for a seeding when that time comes. But as far as right now, we're just trying to worry about our preparation for this week.
After all, you guys are 6-1, so still on a good track. Maybe dropped a bad game last week. What would it mean to knock off a 7-0 team this week?
You know, they're a really good football team. Their record shows it. But it's not really about knocking off a 7-0 team. It's about going out and getting a win.